Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me to come here and making it possible for me to present to you what we're trying to do in Malawi in terms of the regional exchange. I'm not quite sure how this works. Is it up and down? There we go. What are the problems with agricultural trade in Africa generally? It was very interesting listening to the earlier speakers. We have very little reliable data on trade flows, for example. Unsophisticated and underdeveloped markets, and anybody who's been to Africa will have seen that for themselves. Much of the trade is informal, which is not a bad thing, but there is no transparency within that trade. Few countries have quality standards or quality controls, which makes it easier for the buyer to assert his authority, and no transparency. This poor market information and market intelligence. Did I pressing the wrong one here? Maybe I need my glasses. Okay. I've got it now. This newfangled technology is a bit beyond me. I come from Africa. Lack of identifiable markets. Now, this might not seem a big deal coming from a sophisticated country that you do, but people don't even know where the next village is in terms of marketability. It is a very real problem. A lack of competition, a lot of collusion amongst buyers to ensure that the price does not move upwards. Poor communication. If I tell you that 90% of Malawi, for example, does not have electricity, and probably 90% of the population don't have telephones, it gives you an indication. There are no enforceable contracts. For many years, many of the countries, and when I talk about Malawi, I talk about the region, have just walked away from contracts. Very easy because the court systems are very inefficient, and obviously it's a very lengthy process to go to a court of law to try and sort out a problem. And there's a lack of trust in the current system. People don't like it, and so production levels drop. Next slide. I'd like to just share with you something which might illustrate this. And this is called the unknown, and you'll recognize who actually said this. As we know, I think just keep going, Joyce. There are knowns. There are things we know. We also know, that there are unknowns. That is to say, we know that there are some things that we don't know. But of course, there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. So just think about that. And that was a statement by Donald Rumsfeld at a news briefing. Perhaps it's characteristic. So if we don't understand, we'll continue to do things the hard way. And much of what we see in Africa is the square wheels on the cart trying to get the commodity to market. And the question is, can the African agricultural sector adapt to these necessary changes? It's been said by... Sorry, I need to go back one there. It's been said by a number of people when looking to invest in Africa that they face the most inhospitable climate in the world, and the costs of doing business there are horrendous compared to other parts of the world. And that was Michael Klein, the chief economist of the International Finance Corporation. It would be easier to do business on the moon than in some African countries, and that was a frustrated African investor. Common complaints about African exporters, I won't go into too much detail here, but they don't stick to contracts, they don't stick to quality specifications, there are often delays in supply and quality problems and so on and so forth. And this is a reality that we have on the ground on a daily basis. To reform the African commodity sector, it's necessary to think big and to think outside the box, and I think this is a message that came through in the earlier presentations. No exchange. Sorry, you're going too fast now, Joyce. And exchange will revolutionize how trade is done. It will open doors and add value. The question is, do exchanges follow or can they lead? An exchange does equal change. There is no question about that. It allows people to do things that they couldn't do before and do so more efficiently. The greater the inefficiencies, the greater the benefits the exchange will bring. But it also the greater the barriers that it will face. And this is indicated in Africa, in both the exchanges that I've worked on, where people are very, very, very resistant to change. They simply don't want it for a variety of reasons. So providing new tools, new efficiencies, and exchange acts as a catalyst for change, from converting an old-style economy into a modern one. And it's not merely a different platform for doing what could be done anyway. And I think that's an important thing to remember. The exchange is an agent for change, and this is certainly what Africa needs. An exchange is an empowerment tool, and again, I think you've heard this today. It tells farmers in the markets the fair price and informs them what expected in the future. It opens new choices, and freedom is choose to power. Let me just give you an illustration here very quickly. We've been doing a lot of training on our exchange recently. We've trained about 1,000 people over the last 5 or 6 months. There was a group of farmers came to us and said, we have a commodity we want to sell, but we're not happy with the price. The buyer is digging his heels in. So we said, well, put it on the exchange. They did that, and it was sold the same day at 30% higher to the same buyer. It was the shoe on the other foot. The bargaining power was now with the seller. The buyer had to have that commodity. He knew if he could twist the arm of this small group of farmers that he would hoped he would succeed. But by putting it on the exchange, they got a 30% increase in the price that was being offered to them. The glue that will cement rural and urban societies. And this is very, very necessary in Africa. I think we can just roll through these because people can have copies of this presentation. And I know Joyce is trying to get me to speed up and get through this quickly. I'd just like to indicate here, this is our exchange now. I don't want to go into too much detail, but we're in a partnership with the Grain Traders and Processors Association, which is a membership body of 180-odd companies within Malawi, and the NFRA, which is the National Food Reserve Agency here, to set up a warehouse receipt program. Now, this is critical to the operations of the exchange because, unlike a futures exchange, we can't provide the same security, obviously, in terms of transactions. But a warehouse receipt program is the first step in this direction. So the idea is that people will be able to use that warehouse receipt to seek finance. We want to create a reputation of quality and reliability, and we want people to deliver, having said what I've said earlier, to deliver what they promise. And you'll see there that the topless car wash has not really delivered what it promised, with the boss having to do the work because somebody's off sick. Just some thoughts to share with you. In this new liberalizing world, farmers need to be savvy enough to use market tools to weather downturns and to reassert themselves in the marketplace without the support of subsidies. I won't go into subsidies. We call that smart finance. The farmer that is on smart finance as well as on fields and food is the farmer that survives. Change is long overdue in agriculture. And this was Albert Einstein who said, the world we have created is a product of our thinking. And Joyce has gone ahead of me again. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Governments as partners, and I won't elaborate too much, but generally in Africa there are barriers with government support. The road to success might be a slippery one, but if we are prepared properly, we will get to our destination. This is one of my favorite thoughts. Like the rest of the world, Africa must move on. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion, or it will be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up, and it knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle, or it will starve. It doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you'd better be running. This is a picture taken from space of Africa. As you can see, the title there is The Dark Continent. With few exceptions, it's pretty dark. Where once all the talk was about Asian tigers, who knows? And hopefully the talk will be about African elephants in future. I think there might be one more. There, that's it. I thank you for your attention. I have rattled through that fairly quickly, but we'll be happy to take questions during the question time. Thank you very much.